The recent death of Dr. Judah Faulkman occurred at a time of massive clinical research efforts to clarify the role of angiogenesis in cancer progression and anti-angiogenic agents. I met with Dr. Robert Coleman for his perspective on this critical issue in ovarian cancer, and he began our conversation by reviewing a number of recent concepts in the field.
As we learn more about angiogenesis and how it works in the solid tumors, we start to realize that kind of this isolating mass growing in the middle of nowhere that draws in blood vessels to make them grow bigger probably is not the major way that this is happening. These tumor cells, we know, grow along the blood vessels themselves and through a series of cytokines that are released locally and different survival elements. We see this kind of co-option pathway as probably the most dominant. And I think it's pretty interesting from that standpoint because of the players that are involved in the local environment that cause the angiogenesis process to go forward.
In your paper, you talk about a bunch of concepts that I haven't heard before, like sprouting, vasculogenic mimicry. Can you kind of describe what that's all about?
Sure. I think the concept of sprouting would be similar to like roots taking hold in soil. What happens, at least under that hypothesis, is that in response to local factors like VEGF, there's a promotion of these endothelial cells growing away from the natural, normal blood vascular system. And these blood vessels we know are abnormal. Sometimes they're lined with just typical endothelial cells, which make up the new blood vessels as they sprout towards the tumor. But I think one of the interesting new features of understanding this process is that some of the times the actual tumor cells canalize and actually form the function of a blood vessel. And that's what we kind of term the vasculogenic mimicry, is that these cancer cells provide a function that's very similar to an endothelial cell to help support blood flow into the tumor.
So you're saying that blood flows through a sort of lumen of tumor cells?
Yeah, or a combination of tumor cells and endothelial cells that are immature.
Wow, that's a new one. I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, so it's kind of a, you know, again, it's a hypothesis. We're able to look at these cells carefully under the microscope and stain them for factors which would be traditional markers of endothelial cells, and then we find that some of these cancer cells are actually expressing these markers.